Talk Live, your program, your freedoms, your ability to communicate live at 800-259-9231. It's your show. You can direct the conversation however you want on this Saturday night program. I'm Guard.
And I'm Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark, who are away tonight. And you are our partners on this lovely dance for 3 hours, hopefully every night. And if you're not getting it for 3 hours every night, contact the local station that does carry it. And say, hey, you know, I really like this show. I like the type of stuff they discuss here. And I'm really glad that I'm here with Julia. I love working with Julia. She's really great. And it's great to know that Julia and so many other freedom-oriented people are here at our base of operations in New Hampshire. And we hope more freedom-oriented people will come here or fight for freedom wherever they might be. Well, we've got a lot to discuss, obviously, Julia. We have a couple stories that are coming up that are very, I think, striking, showing just what government really is all about, which is extracting money from people and pushing them around and having one group of people control what they want life to be like and other people can't. And
it really pins people, like groups of people against each other.
Absolutely. It's a constant source of predation. And you can't get all the choices. You know, I brought up an example one time real quickly. I said, you know, in a magazine shop or you go to Borders, you'll see hundreds of different types of magazines. They're not attacking each other for space. They're trying to appeal to the people who buy the magazines. And the more they can appeal to the people who buy the magazines, the more space the Borders people will allow. They're not fighting. They're not clubbing each other over the head. They're not saying, this is my patch of Borders. You can't have it. But when you have a government park, you have anything like that, you get people fighting over how it's going to be used. And only the people who are in the majority wins. And then suddenly, that means that's community-minded.
The right thing to do.
It's absolute bogus. It's solely evil. Last night we were discussing this. Dale and I were chatting a little bit, and I said, you know, I believe that government allows people to do the very evil things that they would never think that they would do to someone face-to-face. You would never walk up to someone with a gun and say, give me your dough, I want to pave this section of stuff out here to make it easier to drive. I want to give money to these old people to help them buy medicine. Give me your money. I'm gonna, or I'll blow you away.
Right.
Or I'll take your house.
It doesn't matter what you're using the money for.
Exactly.
If you go to your neighbors and point a gun at them and demand that they give you money so that you can save your sick grandma, that doesn't make it right.
Right. So what government does is it allows people to be indirectly evil, more evil than they would normally
be. It's nice, too, because there's no weight on your shoulders at all because you didn't do it.
Absolutely. And that goes for people, even people who think that they're fighting for small government. It is based on predation. You can't get around it. 800-259-9231 is the way to reach us after we've given you this quick preface for hour number two of Free Talk Live. We want to continue with the phones and the fun. And so let's get to Michael, who's in New York, wants to talk to us about the energy conversation we were having last hour. Michael, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks. Enjoying the show. You guys are excellent, excellent conversation. First, let me just say, with generating money, instead of taxing us for everything, we ought to have all the congressmen and senators pay us a tax every time they lie. Boy, that would generate a lot of money fast.
Wouldn't that be great? Hey, you probably heard about the Read the Bills movement by the folks at Downsize DC. Isn't that a great idea? I love that idea. At least working within, if you're stuck working in the sphere that they've created in Washington, at least make it as uncomfortable as possible for those jokers. Make them read the bills out loud on the floor. That would be great.
It would be astonishing for them to understand whatever it is they're considering to vote yay or nay on, wouldn't it? Especially when it affects the future of our country.
Absolutely. And how about this? You know, we're talking about energy. How about all those people? I had a conversation once on my radio show, and you know, Michael, I was talking with a guy who was from, I think it was like Greenpeace or something like that, and he was in favor of these higher cafe standards, right? It was about a year ago. So I said, listen, you guys are a big organization. You got plenty of money. Why do you want to force the auto manufacturers to make cars the way you want them? Why don't you just start your own car company and compete and do it the peaceful way? Don't go up to your neighbor and say, hey, I don't like the way you do your business. You're going to do it the way I tell you to do business. That's not ethical. That's not a good neighbor policy. Just compete. and see if you can do it the way you want to do it.
You got it. I mean, that's the American way, isn't it?
Yeah, and if it turns out it's... Yeah, it was.
Not in new
that's
America.
Right.
It's incredible.
That's right.
And if it turns out that you've got a more efficient product and people like it for various reasons, whether it's comfort or gas mileage or safety or whatever, they'll flock to it. That's why there are so many different magazines out there. I can buy a science fiction magazine or a horror magazine
or
like Cemetery
magazine.
Dance or a porno magazine. Yeah, imagine. That's a great example. Imagine the government says that they own the airwaves, right? So, for example, Julia could not say the name of the Penn and Teller TV show because, you know, we can call it BS, but if we were to say the real name, the stations carrying us could be fined about, oh, I don't know, $100,000, $400,000. Because we can't say the real name
you know
of a
is?
Real show.
BS.
Exactly. And
I agree.
And they do it, my friend, because they say that the government has to own the airwaves. I've been working on a book on the history of talk radio, and the people who are part of my Liberty Conspiracy donators have been able to see the chapters that I've written. And it goes all the way back to the 1920s when I believe it was Herbert Hoover was the original Secretary of Commerce. He was the Commerce Secretary. And even then, you could have had television 5 years before it actually came around, but GE lobbied against it. They didn't want the government to allow it because they had investments in lots of radio stations. It retards progress. And the way they get away with this stuff is they say, well, you know, the radio spectrum is a limited quantity. So therefore, since it's limited, we can go from point A to point Z. The government has to own it and run it and divvy it up. And that's ridiculous.
Sounds like a lot more BS.
Yeah. I was on a plane one time, and I ran into Ed Markey, and he was coming out just after the Janet Jackson Super Bowl. Oh, I'm sorry. Big game incident. And he was going to increase tenfold the fines for indecency. I just happened to get on a flight where he was on the flight, and I was sitting in my seat. He was walking by me, and I said, yeah, you know, I think your bill is awful. And he's like, what bill? And I said, oh, your FCC bill. And he goes, oh, I think it's very important. I said, look, you know, if you're going to use the scarcity argument to run the airwaves and control what people can have on there, completely contrary to the First Amendment, you could use the same argument and say, well, the number of trees that are usable at any given time in the world is limited. You could potentially cut all the trees down, right? But you're never going to see them regulating paper content. If they did, you know what you'd see in Borders? You wouldn't see porn mags. You'd see only a certain type of magazine that was politically favored by the politicians. The lobbyists who get in there, Time Magazine would be there. Maybe a couple others, Sports Illustrated. Newsweek. You wouldn't see Liberty Magazine. You wouldn't see the Independent Review. It's
New American.
Yeah, Reason Magazine, none of that stuff. Freeman, no way. They'd be black market magazines, and they'd have to It's what the government does is, just like Julia said, it forces everybody to fight for that little piece of the pie that they can get from the politicians.
If they control the air, they first say, well, we have to control the air. Now we're seeing them where they say, we have to control the water. We have to control the food. We have to control all the land.
And you're
in
New York,
man. Is that all leading to?
You're in New York. You're at, like, you know, I hate to say it, you know, use this. I'll use a different term.
I'm
you're
in
at
Commie
the focal
Central.
Point. Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say ground zero, but that wouldn't be really appropriate. But, you know, it's truly remarkable. You know, and in fact, New York was one of the first places where they wanted to say that, oh, we all pay for the mistakes people make regarding their diets, and therefore we're going to tax sodas and all this other nonsense.
Mm-hmm, sure.
It's amazing. Anyway, final thoughts on the energy issue, though. I didn't want to pull you away
from that. Well, okay, thanks. First, the unit to measure the amount of energy required for work production, it's called the joule, J-O-U-L-E.
Yeah, I remember that from physics, yeah.
That's right. Energy is such the biggest scam because, yes, you can have competition, as you pointed out, perhaps in publications, but forget it when it comes to energy. The movie Tucker illustrates that perfectly, where the big three didn't want to allow any competition, and they squashed him because he was coming up with a better car, a better product, and it was even cheaper.
So
they didn't want that, so they squashed it. The movie Tucker's great for that. But also the big scam is you had Stanley Meyer's engine that ran on water.
Hold on, Michael. We'll bring you back. We got to go to a break. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 5th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 980.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1,868.504.34 for the half ounce and 252.17 for a quarter ounce. That's 1,868.504.34 and 252.17.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your program, your freedoms, your phone, and your number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Guard.
And this is Julia.
And we're enjoying our freedoms here naked skydiving.
We were watching video of naked skydiving on the break, and it's pretty gross.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I want to see that. That's not good. Okay, that wouldn't be allowed pretty soon under the federal regulations over the airways. We were chatting a little bit about energy, about the government making us all have to prey on the same piece of rotting, stinking carrion that they allow us to have in various regards, whether it's radio or television, that sort of thing, and it restricts your choices, doesn't allow you to say the things that you want to say, or when it comes to energy, starts to restrict your choices for cars, for how you get your energy, all these different types of things. And Michael was on the line with us from New York, and I wanted to make sure that we brought Michael back and gave him a full airing. Michael, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Are you there, Michael? Oh, he just dropped. All right, thanks, man. Well, then let's continue with this and talk to, let's talk to Johnny, who's hopefully still on the line in Florida. Let's talk to us about First Amendment, free speech, things like that. Johnny, welcome to Free Talk Live, and thank you for the call. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, hi, guys. I've been listening to this show since, like, last November, and you guys are doing a good job hosting it tonight.
Oh, thanks.
Here's what I want to know. Okay, I don't want to get into a debate or an argument or nothing like that. I just want to ask you two questions. I'll accept your answer, and I would like to leave you with a comment. My first question is this. I want to know how big you guys are on protecting people's First Amendment rights. Let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. My great-grandfather, he fought for Italy in the Second World War under Mussolini.
Yeah.
And believe me when I say that the winners of a war get to write the history and that there's two sides to every story.
Okay.
Now, one of the things I was told is that, we don't have Holocaust museums for the 30 million white Russians who died in the gulags. We don't have them for
That's
the
right.
people that were baked alive at Dresden and so on and so
yes.
forth.
Yes, right, absolutely.
Now, right now, in Germany, Australia, and Canada, our friends to the north, you can go to prison for denying or wanting to investigate the Holocaust.
That's
there are people sitting in prison for it right now.
Yeah.
They're going to bring that to the United States. It's called thought crimes. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I can literally, when that law is passed, I can go to jail for. Now, even though I understand you're the host of this show do not agree with my opinion. Now, mm-hmm. you guys as the host of this show, even though you may not agree with me, you might think I'm a fool or whatever, do you support my First Amendment right to deny a historical event if I want to?
Oh, you've got to. You've got to support someone's First Amendment right to deny something and explore it and be proven wrong. I mean, otherwise it just goes beneath the surface and people don't have the opportunity to even debate it and refute it. Why not have open discussion about anything? You know, can you imagine if the flat earthers were out there trying to say, or the people who thought the world was round, maybe they were wrong, maybe they were right at the time, but if you don't have open conversation, you can't come to any sort of real conclusion of things. And it applies to even people who we think their ideas might be deplorable. Absolutely.
Well,
I was going to say, you know what's fascinating about this, though? I was looking at just one thing, as sort of a structural point to bring up. We're in this sort of philosophical conversation here, right, Julian? I just want to mention that structurally there's something very interesting. If you look at the First Amendment and the Supreme Court and the federal government, up until the mid-1800s, the First Amendment was understood to mean what it says, which I wish it didn't say that, but it says that Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or establishing a religion or the journalism or anything like that, right?
Right, right.
Now, states could infringe on the freedom of speech for years. They had state-sponsored schools in Pennsylvania for religious teachings. They had curfews. They had speech codes and things like that. Now, if you ever look at Supreme Court rulings on any particular cases or new decisions from the FCC, they always do this thing where they refer to local community standards of decency, which is like throwing a bone to the actual wording of the First Amendment, which says that the localities can come up with their own decisions about it. The Founding Fathers would let them experiment. If you didn't like it, you could go away. You could move someplace else. Now, they use this term, local standards of decency. Whatever is decent, we don't know, because the federal government defines what the local standards of decency will be. It's the most ridiculous, new agey, Orwellian, newspeak that you could ever come up with. Yeah, we're going to have local standards of decency, and guess who decides? The federal bureaucrats. And now, I personally don't want any government to be involved with anything that revolves speech in any way whatsoever. Julia?
I agree with that, though I feel better about a local government than I do about a federal government, because at least they're there. I mean, how can these jackballs in Washington honestly have anything to say about what goes on in Alaska or New Hampshire?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely right. Now, and if you did want to discuss this topic of you know, revisionist history or anything like that, I think it is amazing to see what happens in a country where, because of events that happened in the past, you get further tyranny, not allowing people to think or express themselves in some way. And that is particularly trouble. It seems like the pendulum goes back the other way.
Right. Well, when they talk about, you know, putting people in prison in those countries for denying the Holocaust, they do it under their controlling hate. They love to put that word out there, hate, hate, hate. And that leads me to my second question that I was going to ask you. We had a thing that went on 2 weekends ago. I celebrate my European heritage. Unfortunately, my people... we get lumped into the whole KKK Nazi skinhead thing. Look, dude, I'm a hippie at heart and listen to rock and roll and that kind of thing. I'm in no way affiliated with those groups. However, when they put on this thing at this hotel where we were going to celebrate European heritage, what I like to call left Marxist communists, they called in bomb threats, et cetera, and it was shut down. However, that same weekend, this is 2 weekends ago, and this is documented, in Atlanta, Georgia, they had, for that whole weekend at a hotel in Atlanta, Georgia, they had what was called a Black Power Conference. Mm-hmm. Now, I have no problem with that. We weren't even saying white power, not even white pride. It was a European heritage thing. I feel that our First Amendment rights were violated by the left, but see, my question to you is, when these things happen, and I'm sitting here on my side going, wait a minute, here's what I've been told. You know, if you're white, you can't do these things, but if you're black, you are. It just serves my conspiracy. It puts the fire, oil on the fire.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And you know, obviously, I'm not going to ask, you know, any specifics about your
position
on things. But this, you know, the fundamental problem remains. And it is difficult because... people are less inclined to allow people to be free to say things they would disagree with, and they're much more inclined to allow people to say things they agree with or things they find not reprehensible. And obviously, you know, the coin has two sides. It's very difficult. And like we said, as long as it's just a private industry and they say, hey, you know what, we don't want your conference here, that's their choice. They can do whatever they want to. But when government gets involved, then choice is removed. Thank you very much for the call, my friend. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the way to reach us. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. The SACL CAI toll-free line to reach us is 800-259-9231. It's your show. You control the direction of the conversation, and we go where you want us to go. I am Guard.
And I am Julia.
And we're filling in for those two very, very cool and sexy guys, Ian and Mark. And I can say that because I've met them, ladies, and they're very cool. Julia knows them, too.
I do. Cool, maybe. Mark, sexy?
They did call him Manwich.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, baby.
But that stands for man sandwich. Come on.
800-259-9231.
I honestly did not know that Manwich was a food product.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought that it was a gay reference when I first started listening to the show.
Ouch. Hurt me.
Sorry, Mark.
Well, we did open talking about gay marriage. I just wish that I could play Gay Bar by the Electric Six. I love that song. Gonna take you to a gay bar. Let's start a war. Start a nuclear war. Isn't that? I'm doing it pretty well, aren't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, anyway, okay. Let's get right to the phones and the fun. 800-259-9231 is the way to reach us. Some of the topics we've been discussing thus far, the anniversary of D-Day, free speech, and the ability of people who might say some foul things to still be able to speak. Energy and government regulations and gay marriage and global warming, as Tom Brokaw would say, global warming. The AMP line is open, so we're going to go right to it and go to, I believe, Michigan and talk to Todd. Todd, are you there?
Yes, I am, my friend Guard. What's up, buddy?
I am doing okay, and nothing much is up other than my receding hairline. What can we do for you, brother?
Hey, Julia. Nice to hear from you, too.
Hello.
I wanted to let you know, Guard, before I get into my subject here, mm-hmm. I sent you an email, man, to appear on my show, and I guess you were busy or you were Yeah, I did.
I got to try to get on top of that. Yeah, and I don't know when it happened, but, you know, my stupid hard drive crashed, and, you know, I lost all my porn, and, you know, so.
Oh, you're forgiven.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man.
I want to get to, actually, I found the article from the Wall Street Journal. It's very troubling.
Yeah.
It's actually not the automakers. I thought it was at first, but it turns out it was Citigroup.
Oh, yes.
Now, the FDIC.
Yes.
The FDIC is pushing this purge at Citigroup, and you're going to find this interesting. The FDIC chairman, Sheila Bair, who is an Obama appointee, you know, she basically says, well, basically she's saying that, well, she pressed, you know, her, a fellow bureaucrat to lower the government's ranking of Citi's financial health that would result in more control over the company more tightly.
Yeah, and we know that Barney Frank is pushing for not just control over businesses that have been bailed out by the federal government over how much they can pay their employees and things like that, but over all businesses, they want to be able to impose essentially what Roosevelt tried to do, wage and price controls, which is just not only incredibly unethical.
Right, Citigroup is the first step.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely the first step. And people have got to stand up and say, what the heck are you doing? They should be grabbing their metaphorical pitchforks, showing up at the airports when these people arrive, going into their offices and saying, hey, excuse me, could you cite for me the passage of the Constitution that is an enumerated power that gives you this power? Excuse me, what does this do to private business? Excuse me,
right,
who the hell do you think you are? You know?
Right, and I know. And according to a quote here from the WSJ, it says here from the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency and the Federal Reserve, Ned Kelly, who happens to be, you know, the Citigroup's chief financial officer, the FDIC is, quote unquote, our tertiary regulator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they want, and that's exactly where they want to go. They want the FDIC. They, you know, I'm worried that they're just going to do this through an executive order to allow. I mean, those are patently unconstitutional as well. Executive orders.
Obama's aching to do this. I mean, he's itching to do this at any time.
Yeah, yeah. They're gonna try as much as possible. And it's incredible to think, too, that at the same time they're doing that, they're pushing this ridiculous credit card holders' Bill of Rights. Right?
I know.
And again, you see, that gets us into this conversation of rights, which we'll push to just a second from now. But
I know.
This is not only unconstitutional, but these are the very same companies. They're accusing these companies of gouging their employees by raising rates. Hey, guess what? If these companies are raising rates on credit cards that is somehow in contravention to the original contracts, they can be sued for fraud. There's already a whole slew of ridiculous stuff that they could go through for that. They're obviously not breaching the contracts. But the populist sentiment out there is such that they want to look at this as a crisis, and we're going to save it and help people. So what do? They interfere in private contract and say, we're going to tell you the rates that you can charge, which is going to do what? It's going to affect the availability of credit for many people because the companies aren't going to be able to operate the way they're supposed to. And if you let them,
the FDIC is helping, you know, finance this this approximate $300 billion. Law-sharing agreement they have with cities.
Well, that's exactly it. The amazing thing is that the very companies that they're pushing around in this credit card Bill of Rights are the companies they're bailing out with our tax money.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
Right. Even if they do push more regulation on city and groups like these, those regulations are going to pale in comparison to the kind of regulations for startups that could you want to compete with Citibank. I mean, you know, it's bad enough they're doing that with Citigroup, but it's really terrible if you want to start up, say, a financial firm that wants to compete with, say, Visa or MasterCard or American Express or Discover. I mean, those regulations are even terrible for startups, and startups can't afford to abide by every, you know, piece of provision. I mean, they just don't have the time.
No, they don't. Go ahead. One final point. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is you and I both know that bureaucrats love paperwork. They love filling out those paperwork forms. I don't know why, but they have this thing where they just love to control. They just want to, you know, put these companies under their thumb so that they can, you know, boss around these firms and say, you know what, we're going to tell you what to do. But when it comes to, you know, looking at their balance sheets and you wonder exactly how are they doing, guess what? They're gonna screw everybody else over. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna push this, and companies are not gonna be able to compete. They're not gonna be able to afford to compete. They may have to go to another country, maybe another territory to set up a business.
But I tell you, man, if they go to other countries and they don't disassociate from the United States, they're gonna be nailed with taxes now. The way Obama's going after them. Listen,
exactly.
Tom, we got to fly, but just I love the fire in your voice, man. And one final thing that I do want to mention is that when they go through with this sort of manipulation of the credit card companies or whatever they're doing, this is the sort of thing that nobody should stand for. I'm glad you brought it up. And they're going to be pushing for this expansion of power any way they possibly can. Todd, thank you for the call, man. It's great to talk to you.
No problem, man.
I'll definitely try to respond to an email. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231 is how you get in touch with us. And let's go back to the phone lines. A lot of people have been holding on for quite a while, Julia, so we'll get right to it. Let's go to Bodie, who's been waiting very patiently. Bodie, thank you for waiting. Calling in from NH, I believe. Bodie, you're on Free Talk Live. How are you?
Hey, Julian Gard.
Hey, what's up?
I wanted to talk about the cost of driver's ed right now in New Hampshire. And I don't know if you guys know, but a couple of my friends have already taken it, and it's $650 for driver's ed.
Wow!
And that's not, you know, they're not teaching you; they're just helping you pass the test.
Hey, you know what? I think it's time we introduce a little story. Did you hear about this story out of New York? This all is tied in with the government running the roads, and you have to get licensed to be able to drive. You have to get a license plate for your car. You've got to register it. And supposedly it's all for your protection, you know. Hold on the line. I want to bring you back, buddy. I want to talk about this frustration, the types of costs, and where this money could be going in your imagination. Then we'll talk about the story out of New York. A dead body in a van for weeks, and all the police do is keep putting tickets on it. We're returning. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, your program, your freedoms, and the SACL CAI toll-free number, 800-259-9231 on a Saturday version of Free Talk Live. And I'm Guard, filling in for Ian.
And I'm Julia.
Filling in for Mark. And here we are screaming as the commercials are going out there. And we're having a great time on Saturday, and we want you to be part of it. You can control the course of the program by calling 800-259-9231. Conversations about freedom, your liberties, anything you want, just get in touch with us. Hey, by the way, are you facing debt problems? With DebtCrisisSolutions.com programs, there are no more payments to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees to protect your bank account, wages, and property from lawsuits. If you're facing a debt crisis, you need to be able to keep your money or take care of your family. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or online on that weird interweb box thing. Go to debtcrisissolutions.com. 800-259-9231 is how you reach us. Let's go back to the phones and the fun and return to Bodie, who was talking to us from New Hampshire. Bodie, thank you very much for holding. I appreciate it.
Yep, sure.
So, continue with your very insightful thoughts, my friend. You're talking about driver's education and the expense, $600-something dollars to get your driver's ed classes?
Yeah, and that's if you're under 18. But, you know, if you don't take it, your insurance costs go up.
Oh, yes, so. Absolutely. Absolutely right. Now, if we were in a private system, I was talking with my girlfriend Courtney about this tonight because we are trying to get over here from a, you know, another part of the state of New Hampshire. And I said, you know, one of the reasons I want to have a privatized road system is because if we have a private road system, we're not going to be thrown into the lowest common denominator pool of crappy drivers holding everybody else up who could be good drivers. I want a road where I, a good driver, can travel quickly, use my peripheral vision, and get to where I want to go. This retards my life. Now,
government roads slow down everything. They really just waste time. If you think about all of the times that you need to stop, how slow, ridiculously slow some of the speed limits are.
If you only think about that stuff,
time up, it really is just wasteful.
And to be able to draw it into what we're talking about a little bit about his subject, what gets me about it, Julia, is you're on these roads and you think, okay, if we had a private system, I could be on that private road, you know? And what would be the cost basis of it would be to run the road and for the insurance to run the road. and they would want to make sure that you were insured or you'd sign up with the company and so on. So a lot of the insurance costs would be out there, but they wouldn't be like this. They wouldn't be these sorts of things that you just sort of encounter because of government. You'd have much lower insurance costs because you could pick or choose the type of highway you wanted. Now, Bodie, you're taking your driver's ed exam, and you say that this costs you so much to take, and they're not really giving you anything for this exam.
I'm actually not taking it yet because I don't have the money because, you know, the economy's in the tubes. But I've been driving with my dad for the last couple months, and he's a great driver. I've been watching him since I was little, so I pretty much already know what to do. And what I'd really like, especially, and this would probably be an option if the roads were private, is that you could just take a test, and they would see that you're proficient, and you can just drive instead of spending all this money on you know, just having them make you pass the test. It's ludicrous.
When I took my driver's ed test in Florida, I am being totally dead serious when I say this. I drove around the parking lot one time. I did not ever get above third gear. I had to stop at a stop sign. I had to do a three-way turn, and I had to park between some cones. It took 5 minutes, and the bureaucrat was so fat, I had to buckle her seatbelt for her.
Mm.
Like, really? This is what... Yeah, you're certified to drive now. What?
Yeah, that's a great point. The driver's test, you're out there for 5 minutes. They make you parallel park. I did a lot of tougher stuff with my dad.
They don't even make you do that anymore.
Yeah, that's probably not. Bordy, it is frustrating. You look at these expenses and so on, and it would be a lot better. I like your idea of just prove you can do it. And if you can't prove you can't do it, you're not going to be on those roadways in a privatized system. But, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, we hear you guys talking about this privatized system, but, hey, wait a minute, you guys. If we had privatized roads, I mean, how would the roads ever get built? You'd have to have private companies.
My favorite example of this is Disney World.
Yes,
anyone
indeed.
Who's ever driven on Disney World's roads, they're awesome.
Yep.
The signs are bright and colorful. They're not like chipping away and nasty looking. They're easy to follow.
Smooth roads.
You do not have to go to Disney World to drive on their roads.
That's
because
awesome.
The business that they get, the money that they make from Disney World allows them to build these roads, and they hope that you're going to come and spend money in their business so anyone can drive on it.
It's amazing.
Awesome.
It's such a great example. I'm so glad you brought it up, Julia. It's such a perfect example of what privatization does. And what I think is really interesting is people say, well, okay, well, but that's because of a theme park. What about just from town to town or from building to building over the course of a number of miles? If you look at books like How Capitalism Saved America by Tom DiLorenzo, I actually quoted in Live Free or Die in my book, and I think it's interesting because there are tons of historical examples. There were more private roads being built in the 1800s by private companies than there were government roads by thousands of miles. But, of course, over time, the companies that were building those roads found, you know, if we get hooked in with these government guys, we can get the contract to build the roads, and then we don't have to try to pay the people. We can just get the land taken through eminent domain. We just make cozy friends with the government and use force. Hey, that's okay, rather than compete. And then, of course, it just gradually snowballs. So, Bodie, what do you think you're going to do? You think you'll drive without it, or you think you're going to have to conform because you don't want to risk not being able to get your license?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm trying to get a job right now. So, you know, if I can end up getting a job and get enough money saved up, then I'll probably go for it.
Yeah, well, God forbid you're not old enough to be able to work.
Oh, yeah.
That's not right. Oh, by the way, here's another little example. There's a series of restaurants around here called the Common Man Restaurants in New Hampshire. The guy who runs it, Alex Roy, is one of the greatest entrepreneurs this state has ever seen in New Hampshire. He started up a really cool program for high school kids in his Common Man restaurant in Plymouth, New Hampshire, where they would run the breakfast nook. They would buy the food. They would set their hours. They would set their wages, all these different types of things. And they would promote it. They did all these things so they could learn how a business runs. Guess what? The state shut him down and was going to fine him because the kids were working more hours than the state allowed.
You know, that pissed me off. I got a job the day I turned 14, like a real legal job.
Yeah.
And I was only allowed to work like 10 hours a week, one day a week. And I wanted to work more. And getting that job and having that job taught me more about real life and responsibility and interacting with people than school ever could.
It's amazing. All those consequences not only, Bodie, you could be out and you could be working, earning money, doing something, a service that somebody wanted. And you could be doing it for maybe less, but they'd be getting something and they'd be saving money. You could be mowing lawns. Instead, they got to take somebody who's older and they have to compete to try to get somebody to do these skills. All these things, they're great weights on society's ability to be able to function and get even more out of its effort.
It's a real shame, too. I mean, I work in management, and I don't like hiring teenagers. I don't like hiring people who haven't had a job before because of several reasons, but the main one being I'm required to pay them $8 an hour or $7.50, and they're not worth it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Bodie, any final thoughts, brother?
Nope, that's it.
Hey, man, thank you so much. Good luck, and, you know, if worse comes to worse, just, you know, get a Flintstone mobile and use your feet, man, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 on Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. We're going to go straight to, let's talk to George. George is on the line, and, man, he's been waiting for quite a while. George, where are you calling from?
D.C., guard. It's me, TSA George.
Oh, hey, how you doing, George?
It's been a while, man. Yeah, about an hour and a half ago, because I wanted to chime in on that thing about the global warming and stuff, and that guy was talking about how his truck, how he can't get better gas mileage.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Before we start, repeat after me. We have to both do it like Tom Brokaw. Say, Glory. Okay?
Cool.
Yes! Awesome! You are Brokaw, man! Excellent. All right, so let's discuss the global warming, George.
Anyway, it's like, what they could have done is, could still do is, build trucks based on, for example, the Chevy Volt, where you could just have a electric motor, which has tons of torque, which is what trucks need anyway.
Yep.
It's tons of torque, and then just have, a diesel generator run off of that, and you'll get tons more miles per gallon. But there's no reason. I mean, the real reason just to get it like that is not really to save the environment, but to save your money, and because gas is going back up again, it's retarded. Oh, and another thing I wanted to call about, before you guys throw me off the lines is...
All right, well, hold on to that other thing, and we will bring you back. And, in fact, you've inspired a great thought that I've read about how the market is this great pusher to help you save money and help save the environment. We'll return with George from D.C. and you. The number is 800-259-9231 on Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.